made it. Yay, look at all these people over here. Okay. All right. I'm going to read two poems. One is the little longer. The second one is the bad poem. Little shorter. This is called To Forget. Forget the summer of 42. The homemade ice cream, your father cranking rock salt till the temperature dropped below 32, your first lesson in physics. One you would understand when the ice cream peaked like nipples on the woman your father ran away with. And speaking of breasts, you'd wrap your own in two bras, a strapless to hold you in, another to hold you up, anything to stop the boys from calling you Tits Moritz. Forget the golden days when you strutted through fraternity parties on loose ice stilettos that held your perfect body like roses on ice. How you wasted your beauty on a lithium guy, his face blooming into a subway life, racing from job to job, a new one at every stop until you had to get off. While we're at it, let's forget the summer of 1984 when you trundled your son to Villanova, the dizzying drive home alone, the miles opening into cracks in the highway, the emptiness swallowing you whole as he escaped into his own life. The panic attacks that followed, the Valium chasers that wrapped you in the arms of Morpheus. Then there was the February you escaped to Santa Fe, the cosmos with the rhubarb stir at the Coyote Grill, and a jackal who tried to talk you out of those finely tooled cowboy boots, and the sullen bartender who refused to serve you a third, even though you begged, please, please, please. Forget the operations you survived. Spotlights above the operating table, the screen going gray as a scrim of ash, waking with barbed wire ascending your leg, or your breast ripped from your chest like a shoulder pad from an old sweater, and the assassinations of your toes felled one by one, or those that simply dropped from gangrene. Forget the walker that followed, the Velcro shoes, and the clump stomp waltz of your bargains on the floor. Think instead that you've lived no matter how broken, and the times when you make love hardly noticing your body strafed by time, or the folds of your lover's ass draped like pants hung from a belt loop, your skins vestments of another world. Remember the summers when bougainvillea laces your trellis and the larkspur thrusts among the rowdy flocks, the times when you crop the hollyhocks for seed, spreading pips across the soil. This actually kind of happened to me when I went to the liquor store. It's called Tipple and Gamble. I'm tired of being a root buried in the dark, dead to every man's eye. I hate the liver spots on my arms, big as manhole covers. I'm tired of feeling like teeth in a jar on the sink and going to the opera in Velcro shoes with a walker. Last week, a young man opened the door at the liquor store, joked about having a toast with my stash. cute, I said aloud to the cashier. What would you do with a young man like him, she asked. Lots, I spat. I want to be like the woman I met in the doctor's office whose boyfriend didn't mind her colostomy. They fucked like crazy. It would be delicate to trap the black clerk in the liquor store stacking boxes in the back. I'd cling to him, pressing him against the wine rack, asking if he stocked any chocolate liqueur.
Thanks. That's it.